It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
This is Stu with Stu's Reviews of a 2025 Volkswagen Jetta SEL. I've gotten a few 25s. This is one of them, and it's actually changed for this year, this Volkswagen Jetta. There's not many sedans around anymore. This is about the size of a Mazda 3, a Toyota Corolla, or a Honda Civic. And it stacks up real well. I'll tell you about it here. This one comes in a brand new color for 2025, Monument Gray. We're talking a four-door sedan here. I just told you about the size of it. I'll get into the specs here. Front-wheel drive, turbocharged. SEL is their nicest one that isn't hopped up for road racing. They call it a 1.5T, 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine with a turbo. They get littler all the time, so it seems. The interior is Grigio and Titan black leather. Kind of two-tone in there. Seats five. Heated seats in the front, so the cooling is there for the front buckets. And the rear outboard seats have heat as well. Power driver seat, but not passenger seat. And a 15 cubic foot trunk on this little sedan. It's not a hatchback. Weighs 3,139 pounds, not very heavy, don't have a big battery, don't have a big engine. 105-inch wheelbase, 187 inches long. Wheels are 18-inch on the SEL model, 17-inch on the cheaper ones. 18x8, two-tone finished aluminum wheels. They got a new design for 2025. They're pretty good looking. Shiny spokes. 225, 45, 18 Michelins on there. Going into the inside of this Jetta, 8-inch infotainment screen, rear vision camera setup, not a surround vision, radar cruise control, flatbed phone charger, push button and remote, electric starting, buttons on the console, not on the dashboard. Easy to find, silver finish. Steering column is tilt and telescope with a power moonroof, leather-wrapped heated wheel. It's got navigation in there. It's a pretty sweet deal. You could put the navigation on your dashboard ahead of the steering wheel. Slide the map over there. Watch it. Go where you want to go. You know what I mean? It's taken away from the middle of screen, which is 8-inch. Doesn't have to be. Got your choice. Volkswagen puts a Beats premium FM, AM, satellite radio, stereo in there. Sounds great. Outside mirrors fold and they're heated. I like that folding system for underground parking, which I have. Easy to avoid the posts, or a little easier. And you can lash in your Apple CarPlay or your Android Auto with your phone. And I don't know if I said this, but it has a, flatbed phone charger. Very handy. That powertrain I talked about is a 1.5-liter turbo 4, and it's 158 horsepower. About like a Malibu. They make the same size engine, same turbo setup, same versus 165. This is a smaller car than a Malibu, so it's faster. Torque is 184. They do not put a CVT transmission in it. They put an 8-speed with Tiptronic. You can shift it yourself. I like that setup. Front-wheel drive, and I mentioned the 8-speed, 0-60 in 7 seconds. Advertised top speed, 126 miles an hour. I don't know about that. Sounds great. Gas mileage is 40 on the highway. This is great. 33 in combined rating and 29 in town. And the gas tank's decent size, nothing special, 13.2 gallon. So your range is 528 miles. I think this is a quality car. I mentioned the, I haven't mentioned the price, $30,680. Under $31,000, and you're talking leather, you're talking moonroof, you're talking turbo, you're talking two-tone fancy wheels. It's a lot of car for that kind of money. I give it a thumbs up. And the styling's great. It's got creases down the side and in the middle of the hood. The roof painted black would be a nice touch, but it's not there. And the Monument Gray has a little bit of a blue tint to it. I think it looks kind of baby blue. It's a sharp car. That's my report. Thank you very much.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, 353-3401.